God had promised that Abraham and Sarah would have a son. As time passed, though, it seemed they would never have a baby of their own. They waited and waited. Then they waited some more. As the years went by, Sarah began to give up hope. "I'm too old to have a baby now," she cried. Then it happened. "Have you heard the news?" cried the messenger. "Sarah and Abraham's baby has been born, and it's a boy." Everybody was really happy. Sarah rejoiced. "God has given me a great gift," she exclaimed. Abraham and Sarah called their son Isaac, a word that means laughter. Now, Abraham had another son. His name was Ishmael. He lived in the camp with his mother Hagar, who was one of Sarah's servants. Sarah was very jealous of Ishmael and Hagar. And one day, Sarah saw Ishmael and Isaac playing together, and she heard Ishmael laughing. She became upset, and she stormed over to Abraham. "Get rid of Hagar and her son," she cried. "I don't want him playing with Isaac. I don't want him to live with us anymore. Send the boy and his mother away." Abraham was worried. "How can I throw Hagar and Ishmael out of the camp?" he wondered. "Who will look after them?" "Don't worry about Hagar and Ishmael," God explained. "Let them go. Isaac will stay with you, and I will bless him. Ishmael is also your son, and I love him. I will bless him too. Ishmael will marry and have many children and grandchildren. One day his family will become a great people. This is my promise to you." So Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael away. God blessed both of Abraham's sons, just as God had promised.